take your heartbreak and put it on the page, because this week's Discovery writes about teen love and loss with an aspiring young journalist. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer from MensaWeekends.com. The teen years are often jam-packed with emotions, the highs and lows of friendships, and plans for the future, and first love. And in author Addie Alsid's brief chronicle of another stupid heartbreak, one teen struggles in her attempt to understand it and write about it. The story follows 18-year-old Lou on a journey through heartbreak during the summer before college. With just weeks to go before going to schools in different states, Lou's boyfriend Leo decided that it was just best to end their relationship and get on with their lives. Since then, Lou has been moping, unable to write her column about teen love, even though her college scholarship depends on it. And when she meets Iris and Cal, another couple struggling with the same uncertain future, she becomes obsessed with them and their relationship. Now, this young adult drama seems to promise a story of love, loss, and lessons learned through the eyes of a teen whose job is to live it, observe it, and tell it like it is. But when she experiences the worst part of teen love, Lou is hit with a case of writer's block that sends her snooping into the relationships of others. All of this could be entertaining, and even insightful. Unfortunately, though, Lou just isn't a likable character. She ignores her family and friends, instead chasing after this seemingly perfect couple for selfish reasons. And in the process, she puts off writing her column, knowing that she won't be able to afford college if she doesn't keep her scholarship. Had Lou learned a valuable lesson, it might justify the whole agonizing journey. But Lou doesn't really grow, and it doesn't seem as though there are any serious consequences for her destructive behavior. And that takes an already frustrating story and brings it to a maddening conclusion. But is it worth chasing after love with this heartbroken teen? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. It's an exhausting story about a self-centered teen who causes all kinds of drama without consequence. She's definitely not the kind of role model you'd want for your teen readers, and grown-up readers will struggle with her endless immaturity. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Brief Chronicle of Another Stupid Heartbreak by Addie Alsid is 330 rough and reckless pages long and is available from Inkyard Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.